It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Hi, and welcome to episode 45 of Taylor Talk. This is Belle,
Maya,
Diane,
and Haley.
And yes, we are missing the Y chromosome today.
Yes, he is busy following Justin Bieber around the country. So he can't be here today.
Wait, is he at another Justin Bieber show? Is that why he's not here?
No, he's not.
Okay. I thought he went to two in a row, and I was like, wow, Adam has been lying to us this entire time.
Well, he is an intense believer. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I did not know that.
I did not know until last night. Was a believer.
I will make sure that next time I see him, I'll get him, like, some sort of Justin Bieber merchandise.
He needs a life-size Justin Bieber cutout for his bedroom.
Definitely.
They actually make those.
I know, and then we should get him one.
That's a good idea for his birthday.
So how's everybody else doing? I hope you guys are all, you know, doing good and had a great holiday. We're back from break. Yay!
And it's a new year.
It is a new year. It's 2013, the year of Taylor.
Yay!
So Maya, do you want to tell us the first couple things that are happening in the year of Swift?
Sure. On January 13th is the Golden Globe Awards, and Taylor, for the first time ever, is nominated for a Golden Globe with a Civil Wars for original song for Safe and Sound from The Hunger Games. And if you want to see a complete list of the Golden Globe nominations, you can just go to goldenglobes.org.
Yay! Go Taylor.
Yeah.
Woohoo! So we have some news here for you guys, too. On New Year's Eve, Taylor Swift performed at Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. She sported a red jacket and black leather pants and sang, "I Knew You Were Trouble" and "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together." The video of her performance can be found on our episode guide at taylortalk.org. It's an awesome performance. If you guys have not seen it, you need to.
It was so good. I watched it on TV. It was amazing.
Do you guys, like, know anyone that was there? Apparently there was, like, a million people there, like, actually, literally.
I know a couple people. My friend Katie was there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she went.
Yeah. And her friend Rachel, my friend too, they were both there. And they got to see Taylor from, like, pretty up close. I think she actually walked right by them when she was leaving. So, yeah. Awesome. They said she did awesome. So.
I love Grant's glasses.
Me too.
They were awesome.
I love Taylor's outfit. I'm, like, obsessed with her outfit. I want her outfit.
Oh, her outfit was amazing. It was so sparkly.
Please.
Haley, you sounded so excited when you said that. You're like, "It's so sparkly!" You remind me of that little girl from Despicable Me who's like, "It's so fluffy!
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
I'm gonna die!"
Carly looks like, my daughter Carly looks like that character. It's great.
She does!
I just really want a red sequin jacket of my own.
I kind of do too.
It's so cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought Taylor's outfit was cute, but I always wonder, like, she performed in New York City in January, or I guess it was
December.
Not January, yes. Almost January. It's freezing.
It is cold. It's
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I'm like, are you not completely, like, can you feel your fingers at
all?
Yeah,
I think they said it was about, like, 35 degrees.
I would be dying.
I mean, she was wearing a long sleeve jacket, and I saw at some point she put her arms up. She was wearing a shirt under it, so I think she was, like, layered.
Yeah, but I'm sure for, like, the 5 minutes that she was on stage, she was freezing.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I guess that's what you gotta do when you're a performer.
I mean, they probably, like, had her, like, warming up a ton before she went on stage, just so she didn't, like, lose her voice in the cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She sounded sick. At least to me, she did. Or that just could have been because it was cold.
I contributed that to being singing in the cold.
I don't know. I love the performance, though. And I saw a lot of reviews saying that she was, like, the best thing that happened on that show the whole night. So apparently, I was not the only one who thought that.
Well, she was the only thing that I watched on that show the whole night. I just knew that she was going to be on around, like, 11:40. And I was just like, okay, that's what I'm going to turn the TV on. And then I'm going to wait till midnight and I'm good.
Yeah, I was watching and I just kept getting annoyed by Fergie. Oh my god. She is the most annoying human being in the world.
Wow, Maya.
No, like, you don't...
Tell us how you really feel.
You should have... I don't know if any of you saw her, but she is, like, trying to seduce the camera every time she does an introduction, and it's like not even, it just didn't make any sense. It was very strange. I don't know why they have her host that show, but, you know, that's okay. Taylor was good, so everything's fine.
Yeah, she was good. And I noticed that during one of the shots, they cut to Ryan Seacrest singing "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together," and that just made me so happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cute.
I have a question.
Go for it.
When do you think that, like, when Grant dresses, he goes up to Taylor and is like, "What do you think of this outfit? Is this good enough? Do you approve?"
Maybe.
It seemed like they coordinated.
Right?
Because she had on a red top and black pants, and then he had on his typical red pants and a black top.
I bet they, like, text each other their outfits. Like, hey, what are you wearing?
He's like the junior tailor of clothing.
Yeah. And he did tweet earlier that day that he had just bought a pair of pants from Juicy Couture, so I wonder if those were the pants. I don't know.
A new pair of black pants instead of...
They were very tight. They looked like women's pants.
That's typical of Grant, though.
It came in, so okay.
They looked extra tight, though. I don't know.
Maybe they were accidentally washed. I'm just kidding.
So, I just thought of something, and it doesn't have to do with her performance, but, okay, Grant seems to like the color red, and he wears red pants a lot. I wonder if that influenced Taylor's album title choice at all.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, I think
he's a secret ex of hers.
You know, coincidence. Grant would probably take credit for that anyways, even if it wasn't true.
I think he would. I think he'd be very excited about that.
Did everyone see the adorable video of Grant and Claire New Year's kiss bombing Taylor? Did you see that?
No, yeah. I didn't.
There's a video, and they're not the focus of the video, but in the background, it's like the countdown to New Year's. You see Grant and Claire
having their
New
Year's kiss. That was cute.
It's so cute. I just love them together. And I love that Grant like wears his girlfriend's clothing, too. Those are probably Claire's pants, now that I think about it.
that is awkwardly hilarious.
Yeah.
So who's up for a round of mini-segments?
I am.
Ooh, me. Pick me.
So Kaylee's excited.
Yeah.
Kaylee's not very excited. Kaylee's very enthusiastic tonight.
That's exciting. I am. It's called sleep deprivation.
You should do that more often.
All right, let's get it started. So our first one is from Enchantedly Trouble 13 on Taylor Connect, and they said, "You know you're a Swiftie when you're reading a book and the voice in your head that's reading it to you is Taylor's. I'm very guilty."
Aww, that's cute.
That is cute.
Our next one is from Ashley Swift 13 on Twitter. "You know you're a Swiftie when your shirt, phone, and coffee mug all match and you're literally a walking billboard for Red."
That's really funny.
I wish my iPod cover was a Taylor Swift Red.
I have the iPhone case now for Red.
Do they have that at Walgreens?
Is that the iPhone case?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Brandy gave it to me.
They did have it at Walgreens. I don't know if they still do, but they did. So you should go check.
All right. The next one comes from Riley via text message. Yay. Sorry, they said,
"Hey, text messages.
You know you're a Swiftie when your dad is saying he can't do something, but it's followed by like ever." And if you want to submit,
like, your dad is a Swiftie.
Oh yeah. If you want to submit text messages to us, our number is 240-317-9438 or 240-31 Swift.
Yay.
This next one comes from Taylor Talks Stock on Twitter, and they say, "If Swifties ruled the world, TaylorSwift13.org would have their own app that played Taylor Talk. That would be helpful."
That would be helpful.
Awesome.
That's a good idea.
We should work on that.
Hey, Adam.
We'll have to get our elves working on it.
Yeah, hey, Adam.
We need an app.
We totally need an app.
Adam, that's your homework. Okay, our next one is from @XHellYesSwift on Twitter, and they said, "You know you're Swiftie when your parents surprise you with squirrel pajamas for Christmas." That happened to me too! Oh my goodness, that's so funny. I had no idea I was getting them. I opened the present, and I just burst out laughing. Like, I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And my parents didn't know which present was. They were looking at me like, what? And then I picked it up, and they're like, oh, yeah. They're so great. I've been wearing them.
I want to, and I want to wear them to one of the shows.
Me too.
We should do that. I think I might do that. I also got squirrel pajamas for Christmas.
I know you did.
I did.
I knew about that.
You looked great in that photo, too. Oh, just like Taylor.
I was trying. That's what I was going for.
Our next one comes from Swift Agency 13 on Twitter. You know you're a Swiftie when you tell Siri to call you Taylor Swift.
That's great.
I'm tempted to do that, but then I don't want Siri to forget that I'm actually Diane. I'm worried about confusing my iPhone.
Siri will call you whatever you want. I've seen some people that have Siri call them, like, Master, which I think is a little weird. But
that's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think of something very creative for Siri to call me. Something kind of evil.
Like, evil mistress spell or something?
I don't know, that sounds a little shifty. I'm not sure if a stranger heard that, then it might feel really awkward. I don't know about evil mistress, but we'll think of something. So, since it is 2013, the year of Swift, there's so many exciting things coming up this year for Taylor. I'm really, really excited about this year. You guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing year with Red and the tour and everything. I just know. I mean, it is 2013. Like, come on, it has to be a good year for her.
Yeah, so, like, something great for Taylor has to happen in 2013. But when you think about, like, everything that she's accomplished in 2012, I almost wonder, like, how can she even get higher? Because to me, it seems like she's already on the top, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but just because you're on top doesn't mean that there's not more up.
I know, that's true. Yeah, I mean, like, just some of the things that she's done this past year have been amazing. You know, she's won 2 Grammys. For Mean, she won the Ripple of Hope Award from the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation. And, you know, she was in the movie The Lorax. What was your favorite?
The Entertainer of the Year, because we got to see it.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Having 100 million views for Love Story, You Belong With Me, Mine, and We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together is pretty crazy.
That is, yeah.
That's nuts. Awesome.
And then Red was the best-selling country album of last year, and then it was the second bestseller overall out of all the albums sold last year.
And when it just came out at, like, the end of the year or something.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amazing. She just, like,
yeah, and I mean, considering it was second behind Adele's album, after only being out since October. Like, that's pretty insane. It's like, she's pretty much just the queen of the universe at this point.
Yeah.
True that.
That's safe to say.
Pretty much.
So who is going to the Red Tour?
Me!
I am. I just haven't got tickets yet. But I will go. For sure. Like, multiple times.
Good.
I hope. Crossing my fingers.
There is definite plans in the works for many shows. I'm excited.
I'm getting super
excited.
Haley
and I are going to go to the first couple shows in Omaha.
And it's going to be awesome.
We are going to have some fun with that.
And shenanigans will take place.
Yes, there's going to be lots of shenanigans.
You could wear your squirrel pajamas.
Shenanigans.
I said you could wear your squirrel pajamas for the first show.
Oh, we already have costumes planned. They're really good costumes.
Oh, yeah. Just you guys wait.
Do you want to share, or are you just going to tease us?
Oh, tease.
Oh, dang.
And we're going to tease. We're just going to say that we're going to say this. They're creative, and we don't think other people are going to have thought of it.
Good, then maybe you'll get tea party.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but...
No, that is the goal. Last year,
That's my goal.
Wanted to get tea party, and it didn't happen.
Well, but... my goal is just to meet Taylor, not to get tea party. I just want to meet her.
Taylor hugs are always good.
I would even settle for a Taylor hug.
Settle.
For this year.
Settling. Yeah.
Not saying forever.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely have some fun with these costumes and have a lot of fun at the shows. For sure. So what do you guys think is going to be like the next couple of singles off the album?
22, I think, has to be a single. I don't know if it's going to be next, but it has to. And it's going to be so big. I already know.
It's going to be huge. Yeah.
Like, it was stuck in my head for, what, like 3 solid months and I only heard it one time. Like, that is one hell of a catchy song.
Yeah, and it's just such a fun song, and it's so different from what Taylor put out before, you know, because it's not about a breakup or a boy or whatnot. It's just about, like, having a good time with your girlfriends.
Yeah, and I think that will appeal to, like, so many girls of different ages, and it's just so much fun. Like, I love listening to that song if I'm, like, getting ready to go out or something. I feel like it's, like, the perfect song for that.
Yeah, it's like the perfect, like, party amp up song. Like, you're getting ready to have a good time. And another thing too, why I think that might be a good choice for Taylor is a lot of people who aren't as big a fans of Taylor or actually don't like her say that all of her songs are about the same thing. And because 22 is different, I feel like that's gonna make him be quiet. It's gonna shut up.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if it, like, goes number one or something, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my god. Can you imagine how fun the music video would be for that?
I think the entire music video should be people in their pajamas.
Could be. What if she got, like, the girls that she mentioned in the album, in the secret message, to be in the video?
Oh, that would be really cute. So
that's like a complete necessity. I think they should all definitely be in the video.
That would be adorable. Or she should, you know, like, have fans be in the video. We can all have a dance party.
Like us, maybe.
I don't know.
Kind of like that performance at iHeartRadio, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
What?
Kind of like the iHeartRadio performance for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
Yeah, I mean, I'll wear an animal costume. That's fine.
I will wear whatever Taylor wants me to wear. I will wear
whatever she wants. I will wear a morph suit.
I will wear a moose suit if I was asked to.
I will wear an ice cream cone suit. I'll dress up as an M&M.
Whatever she wants.
Yes.
That sounded creepy. I didn't mean for it. I apologize.
Well, not I think like she that. Knows what we mean.
Okay.
We are just very that's okay. Flexible, we understand. Potential video music extras.
Exactly.
Yes. There we go.
Video music? Did you mean music video?
Music video. Video music.
Oh, okay. That was a really great dyslexic moment.
Thank you, Maya, for catching that.
You're welcome. I didn't even catch it, so good job, Maya.
I felt like there was something wrong with that sentence structure, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Sorry, guys. I promise I can talk sometimes.
That's okay. I'm there with you.
Okay, so what songs do you guys think wouldn't work as a single?
I love it to pieces. I do. But, like, I feel like All Too Well would just not be the best choice. Because it's just so emotional, and every time you hear it, it, like, breaks your spirit. And, like, I don't think that's the kind of thing it should be, like, playing on the radio. Like, I can see...
Well, there's that, plus there's the fact that it's incredibly, like, specific and personal with Taylor.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're not, like, an active fan of hers, you then might you not appreciate it the same way that you would.
Yeah.
That we do.
Yeah, and plus, it's kind of long, too, for the radio.
That's yeah. true. I mean, I don't know, like, I think in terms of sad songs, I think, like, I Almost Do could maybe be a country single, possibly.
Yeah, but I could see that happening.
Yeah,
it's like the modern Teardrops on My Guitar.
Sad, Beautiful, Tragic is never going to be a single.
No matter what.
And I don't think I still can barely listen to
that song. It's just so depressing.
I think Stay is cute.
I love it, I think it's really adorable,
but I just don't think it's ever going to be a radio single.
It could, maybe. It could, I think. Maybe it might be one of the later ones if they do it.
What about Starlight, though? I think that would be a fun single.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Starlight is so fun and catchy, and
even
if you don't know the story, it's still fun. Like, you can enjoy the song without knowing anything about the story, like, just thinking maybe it's about Taylor or not.
Yeah, and I think Starlight would make a great music video, not video music.
That would be an awesome music video.
Yeah, that would be cute. They did, like, a whole, like, 1940s thing.
They could set it in the 1940s. They could maybe, like, have Taylor play Ethel. Right. I saw that on Twitter a couple days ago that, you know, that was going around, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, that would be really cute. Mm-hmm. Or even if she wasn't playing Ethel, just, like, if they just did it sort of in the 40s as, like, a nod to the story, I think that would be cute, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we all just want to see Taylor look all elegant.
Yeah, that would be so cute.
Very true.
She kind of did that in the Mean Music video. She dressed up in like the 1920s period for one part.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, I mean, she's done it before. She can do it again.
Definitely. Maybe she'll do that for tour also.
I don't know. I am so excited to see that on tour, how she's going to do that production.
That would be wonderful. I hope she does it like that.
Me too. That's all kinds of exciting.
And it's crazy how this year has barely started and she already is, like, up for major, massive awards. Like, I don't know how she does that, but, like she's got a Grammy nomination for We're Never Ever Getting Back Together, which I really hope she wins just because that song is so funny and it would piss the guy off.
She wrote it about. I mean, it's Taylor. She almost always wins.
That's true.
But then something that I think is, like, super exciting, she's nominated for a Golden Globe this year for Safe and Sound, and usually songs that win that category will get an Oscar nod.
Although apparently the rules for Golden Globes and Oscars are different in terms of what songs can be included, and the song might not be eligible.
Really? Why not?
Because it has to either be in the movie or be the first song that played in the credits. And it's not either of those things. But I don't know if they'll, like, make some sort of a, like, if it, I don't know if they'll, I mean, I hope they, like, make some sort of exception for it, because it's just so good. If she won an Academy Award, I would die. I would die of happiness. That would be the best thing.
Why would the Hunger Games people do that? Like, they have a great song from Taylor. Why wouldn't they put it in the movie or put it in the credits?
I don't remember. I think there was another song that they had.
Well, that song's not nominated for a Golden Globe.
No, I don't, like, not another song. I think it was, like, part of the...
Eyes Open?
Did they do Eyes Open right at the end?
It was either the first song or the second song in the credits, I think, if I'm remembering.
I don't remember.
I just watched the DVD, like, a day or two ago, so...
I think that Safe and Sound was the second song.
I remember people talking about it being staying just to hear it in the credits.
Yeah, I think, from what I remember from the movie, it was not the first one.
Well, the Golden Globe is still cool.
That makes me sad face.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm hoping, though, that there's, like, some sort of rule change and she actually can do it. That would be really, really nice. Because, yeah, again, if she won an Oscar on top of everything else she's done in her life lately, like, that would just be...
She would just win.
The best.
Like, I'm sure not that many people... Yeah, she would. And I'm sure not that many people have Grammys and an Oscar. I mean, those are, like, two different fields.
All she needs now is to, like, go on Broadway, get a Tony Award. She'll be good to go.
I could see her doing that.
Me too. She probably could if she really wanted to.
Fortunately, I could pretty much see her doing pretty much whatever she wants to at this point.
Yeah.
That's exciting, though. I'm excited about her Grammy nom.
Me too.
I really want to go to the Grammys this year.
Where are they? Do you know?
Yeah, they're in Los Angeles.
Huh. Yeah, they're always in Los Angeles, aren't they?
Well, maybe you'll go, Belle. And then you can report.
I'll go with you.
We'll see. I don't know how much the tickets are.
So yay 2013!
Sounds like it's going to be a good year.
Sounds like it's going to be truly the year of Swift. So since Adam isn't here, can we pick on him a little bit?
Duh, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. I was thinking we could potentially pick on him during a What Would Taylor Do?
All right. That sounds like fun to me. I think we should do that.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's do it. This one is in a voicemail from Lauren.
Hey, this is Lauren, and what would Taylor do if, at the Red Tour, Adam jumped on stage, took the microphone from Taylor, and said, "Listen to Taylor talk!" Oh, and I love you, Taylor. Handed the mic back, and then was tackled by 13 bodyguards.
I would personally laugh just like
this entire scene in my head very accurately.
I feel like the 13 bodyguards might tackle Adam before, and then he would say this muffled from underneath the mass of people.
Yeah, and you're like, "Listen to Taylor
talk!" Wait, funny story.
I was like dragging him out of me.
I have a funny story about this. Wait, I can't remember if this was the New York show or not. I was at a Taylor concert, and two girls actually got themselves on stage.
And was that at one of the Madison Square Garden shows?
I think so. And then Taylor, because she's wonderful, actually went over and hugged them. And then had her, and then her bodyguards came and helped them off the stage.
I think I saw a video of that.
Yeah, I wonder if they like got kicked out of the concert or they're just like, you need to go back and sit down.
I don't think so, because Taylor wasn't like, Taylor went over and gave them hugs. Like, I think they sort of, Taylor was okay with it, but it was just sort of interesting. But I think if it was Adam and he stole the mic,
ripped it out
that
of her.
That might be a little bit of a problem.
Like, with a, like, Kanye style, like, that would be bad.
Adam, I'm happy for you, and I'm gonna let you finish, but you just ruined Taylor talk.
I mean, because obviously the whole Kanye thing has stayed with Taylor. She's got a picture of him in her apartment on the wall. So, Adam, you don't want to join the wall of shame.
You don't want to join the, the epic wall of pictures.
No.
Of oops moments.
Yeah, she would probably just look very confused.
Yeah, I think she'd kind of be confused and sort of just keep going with the concert.
She'd be like, what is this whole Taylor talk
thing? I'm sure that if Adam still wanted to ever go on a date with Taylor, the 1%, he would... the 0.01% chance he currently has would also be gone.
Well, at least he'd get her attention.
True.
He would, but not in a very good way.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Adam would be wearing that shirt that he wore to the shows last year?
You mean the tie-dye shirt?
Yes, the tie-dye shirt.
I
think it said what?
I heart question mark with the question mark crossed out.
Question mark, and then he like crossed out question mark and wrote Taylor Swift.
You know what? I think that if he did this, this would definitely get on some kind of news or be written out in some newspaper. So, I mean, if he wants attention for the show, be it bad or good attention, that's a good way to do it. I'm not going to endorse
it. Don't encourage him.
No, I'm not.
He should probably wear a Taylor Talk t-shirt, though. Just probably. By accident.
Yeah. He could wear his black Taylor Talk t-shirt. The one that...
with the V-neck!
Awesome Shay made for us.
Oh, yeah. I love that t-shirt. My pink one. It's so cute.
I love mine, too.
Random.
Mine is purple. It's awesome. So if anyone wants to see the awesome t-shirts that this girl made who made us all our Taylor Talk shirts... she's on Twitter at Taylor S T-shirt, and she makes all kinds of Taylor Swift T-shirts. Like they're really nice.
So
like she does a
good
job with her designs.
If I could buy one from her, I would.
I know, right?
They're that good.
Yeah, she was very, very nice enough to us. She made us all Taylor Talk T-shirts for free. She was really nice to us. So you should all check out her awesome designs. And hopefully Adam won't be, like, representing her when he steals the mic from Taylor.
I can actually see...
I don't think he's going to endorse that.
I could see Adam running around the stage trying to get away from 13 bodyguards.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a cartoon.
That's exactly what I just pictured. Like, all of a sudden, Adam's scuttering and everyone... Like, it's like when Aladdin's trying to get away from all the thugs.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's like, scurry, scurry, scurry. Scurry, scurry, scurry.
So, in an alternate universe, I would want this to happen. In this one, I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with that fully. Let's not encourage Adam to do that.
No.
Silly, silly Adam.
But thanks, Lauren, for that voicemail. It was a good one.
So, since it's 2013, I think it's also a good year to explore new tunes. And we have a suggestion for what are Swifties listening to? Who wants to?
I'll read
Talk
it.
About that.
This one comes from Hannah via email, and she tells us to listen to Orianthe, specifically the songs Shut Up, Kiss Me, and According to You.
Oh, I've heard According to You. That was on the radio a whole bunch. That one's, it's really fun and catchy, so I assume that her other
like
songs are fun and catchy, too.
I feel like memory of it, but I can't place it, so I'm probably going to have to like look it up after we're done recording.
Yeah, that song was really popular, I want to say like 2 or 3 years ago. So it's good, and you guys should definitely go check it out.
Yeah. Thanks, Hannah.
So we are really, really happy to be back here recording weekly again in 2013. Woo-hoo. I can't believe we started this in the end of 2011.
Oh my god, we're old.
So that right? means Taylor Talk has almost been alive in 3 years. It's not 3 years old, but it's been in 3 years.
Yeah, it's existed within 3 years.
That's even crazy. Though it's been over a year.
Isn't that weird? Dun dun dun. Yeah, because we started it in like November 2011. Crazy.
Yeah, and it's almost the 1 year anniversary of me being on the show. Because I was on the show for the first time in February for the Grammy episode.
You didn't want to come on.
I didn't. I was so nervous.
I think we were all nervous. Awesome. You should be nervous. I was very nervous my first time.
Yeah. And now I think we've gotten better. Now that we've gotten used to it.
Now we're just our crazy selves. So happy over 1 year anniversary to Taylor Talk. This is exciting. Yay. So don't forget, you guys, there's plenty of ways that you can continue to contact us to submit for mini segments and everything. You can email us at taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. Our Twitter is taylortalk13, and you should follow us because we do more than just accept your mini segment stuff on there. We tweet funny things sometimes.
All the time, Belle. All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Every day. We're always funny.
And we also live tweet during award shows.
True. Yes.
Yeah, so you should follow us for fun.
Absolutely. And you can also stalk us on Facebook at facebook.com/taylortalk13. You can check us out on Taylor Connect if you're on there. Go hang out with us, message us, bug us, you know, whatever, at taylortalk13. Send us a voicemail. You can either go onto taylortalk.org and leave one from there. There's like a thing to click when you're on that page, taylortalk.org. Or you can call 240-31-SWIFT. And our newest and most exciting one yet, we were all excited about this and we were all doing it when we found out we could. You can text us at 240-31-SWIFT. Yay! Texts! I'm so excited. I'm a dork.
And the number for that is 240-317-9438.
Yay!
And make sure that if you leave us a voicemail or a text message, make sure that you
leave your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave your name. You don't have to leave your full name, just like your first name.
Yes. So make sure you leave your name so we know who you are and we can thank you on the show.
We definitely want 2013 to be filled with lots of your guys' fun stuff. So contact us. And I mean, you don't just have to contact us for mini segments. If you want to leave a comment about a discussion that we had, or you just have something to say, or pretty much anything except for, you know, even hate mail. I mean, we don't want it, but we'll accept it.
But please don't send us hate mail.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't want you to send us hate mail, but we just want you to know that it's a free country, and if you should choose to do so. Anyway, we're going to move on. So, for episode 45, this has been Belle.
Maya.
Diane.
And Haley.
You guys have an awesome 2013, and we will see you again next week. Or we won't actually see you, but you can hear us again kinda next week.
But we will see you on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, exactly. So, yes, bug us on all of our social networking sites. We love it. Okay. Bye. Have a good 2013. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye, virtual guys. Hand virtual hearts.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.